College campuses are supposed to be places where students can think freely, be challenged by new ideas and new ways of thinking. But it seems in some cases all ideas are welcome except for the wrong ones. This summer, several high-profile comedians spoke out, saying political correctness on college campuses is threatening free speech. As WSS Michael S. Butler with State and Back Florida reports, they say more and more college students are too touchy and too easily offended.
How many college students does it take to screw in a light bulb? Okay, that's not a real joke, but what if that's just because college students today are too offended by the question? Back in June, comedian Jerry Seinfeld told ESPN Radio that he was joining Chris Rock, Larry the Cable Guy, and others who won't play college campuses because they've become too politically correct.
I hear that all the time. I don't play colleges, but I hear a lot of people tell me don't go near colleges. They're so PC. They just want to use these words. That's racist. That's sexist. That's prejudice.
So maybe comedians not wanting to play college campuses is not one of the most burning issues facing education today. But what if that says something more about free speech at colleges and universities?
Back in the spring of 2013, Professor Hyung Il-jung at the University of Central Florida was suspended for 3 weeks after making an in-class joke.
That's Will Creeley with the Foundation of Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE. He says it's a nonprofit and nonpartisan group founded to defend civil liberties on college campuses.
He was leading a review session for his 25 students in an accounting course, and he noticed that their attention was starting to flag. And he said to the class, "This next question is very difficult. It looks like you guys are being slowly suffocated by these questions. Am I on a killing spree or what?"
24 students knew Jung was joking, but one filed a complaint. The university ordered Jung to undergo a mental health evaluation before he would be allowed to return to teaching. After a petition from almost 500 students and the threat of a lawsuit from FIRE, the professor was reinstated. I reached out to Jung, but he told me by email, quote, "I have decided to remain silent, making no comments for many different reasons, at least for a while."
Yeah, that's part of the effect that First Amendment attorneys call the chilling effect on speech.
Again, Will Creeley with FIRE.
That it's once you've been investigated, threatened with discipline, put through the ringer for telling a joke, you very rationally might decide that you better keep your mouth shut next time.
So have college students become too sensitive? David Thompson is a college freshman and a member of the Student Government Association at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg.
I think just in the way media works, that when somebody makes a big protest about something, that's what's going to be heard. I think it's really only offensive if somebody's telling you that this is what you need to believe or that this is an accurate depiction of you.
Thompson is right that in recent years, the media have covered students protesting commencement speakers like former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and comedian Bill Maher, and others refusing assigned reading because of objectionable content like a depiction of rape. Again, Will Creeley.
Increasingly, FIRE is worried that students are demanding a kind of intellectual comfort rather than the thrill and productive challenge of going outside of their own known experience. We have a saying here at FIRE, if you go to school for 4 years and aren't once offended, you should ask for your money back.
But universities have a responsibility and a liability involved in protecting their students, right? Well, I asked William Felice, associate dean and professor at Eckerd College. And Felice says yes, but...
We're past book burning. When students come here from day one, we say to them, you're going to be exposed to different material, and you may not like it, it may be uncomfortable, but that's part of what the education process is about.
So it may be about managing expectations and letting students know that this education may sting a little. But it's not just offense without an endgame in mind, says Felice.
Our goal is to teach students to critically think and become good citizens as a result, able to contribute to public policy, able to sort out the difference between demagoguery and punditry and reasoned argument. I mean, that's really what we're about.
And doing that could just cause students to rethink what's funny and what's offensive. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler.
The foundation created a free speech rating system of more than 400 schools nationwide. To see how your school ranked, visit our website, wusfnews.org.